Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Our nation's cities.
Trump administration says it will appeal the order from a federal judge in Oregon blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland. Day six of the government shutdown, the Senate will vote later on a bill that would reopen the government, but Democratic support not expected because the bill does not undo Medicaid cuts or restore health insurance subsidies. And tomorrow marks 2 years since the Hamas attack on Israel. Indirect talks in Egypt are underway, centered on the U.S. peace plan. This is ABC News. Two Americans and one Japanese scientist were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on how the immune system fights off germs without overreacting. American consumers may be noticing an increase in one type of food. Beef prices have never been higher.
It's a basic economic principle played out at the grocery store meat counter. Demand for beef is up.
From the supply side,
says livestock economist Andrew Griffith,
we have the smallest cattle inventory since 1951.
Helping to push the average price of a pound of ground beef to $6.32, nearly 14% higher than at this time last year. The expectation is that the national cattle herd will shrink further in 2026, pushing beef prices even higher. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NBA says it's not considering moving the All-Star game out of the new home of the LA Clippers in February. The league's investigating whether the Clippers circumvented the salary cap to pay superstar Kawhi Leonard. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Showers ending during the overnight tonight. Decreasing clouds and a low of 43. Mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow. High 68 and clear and cool tomorrow night. Good chance of frost in spots with a low of 34. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. The winds are out of the north at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 55 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Foster Poultry Farms, LLC, a Livingston, California establishment, is recalling approximately 3.8 million pounds of chicken corn dog products that may be contaminated with pieces of wood embedded in the batter, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced. The products subject to recall were produced between July 30, 2024 through August 4, 2025. The products subject to recall bear establishment number P6137B, either inside the USDA mark of inspection or printed on the packaging. These items were shipped to retail and institutional locations nationwide, including Department of Defense and USDA Commodity Foods donations. While the products were distributed to schools, it resulted from commercial sales and not part of food provided by the USDA for the National School Lunch Program. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards on Thursday. The forever chemicals have become a troublesome issue across the state as municipalities seek to remove them from their drinking water. The rule change considered on Thursday would bring the state's PFAS standards in line with Environmental Protection Agency standards. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and law enforcement partners say they interacted with over 1,600 ATV and UTV riders during their safety campaign on Labor Day weekend. The Think Smart Before You Start campaign sought to ensure all riders were using the state's trails responsibly amid an increase in fatal ATV and UTV crashes. They say the three most common citations issued to riders during the safety campaign were for not wearing helmets, not wearing seatbelts, and illegally operating on a highway. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.77 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 22.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of $1.20 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 10.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 4.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 1.1 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.66 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, while the national average slipped slightly over the last week, it's once again been a mixed bag depending on where you fill up. Gas prices cycled upward in Ohio and Michigan, declined in Indiana and Delaware, and pain is about to return to California and neighboring states following last week's refinery fire outside Los Angeles. He added, while OPEC again agreed over the weekend to boost oil production for November, the real story for motorists has been regional variation, especially in areas served by California's supply system. Though the damage from the fire appears limited, the West Coast is likely to see prices climb, while most other areas can expect relative stability or slight declines. A one-vehicle crash injured a passenger. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Sunday morning at approximately 11 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a single-vehicle crash in the town of Viroqua. April Ann Sullivan, 44, of Reedstown, was traveling east on County Road SS east of Lewison Road. She reported being distracted and went off the right side of the roadway on a curve. The vehicle struck an embankment, overturned, and came to rest on its top. April Sullivan was evaluated at the scene, but refused transport to the hospital. Her passenger, a 41-year-old male from Viroqua, was transported to Vernon Health in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Assisting the Sheriff's Office at the scene were the Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. BBB Scam Tracker continues to receive multiple reports of job scams involving fake job offers from supposed HR reps from different companies. Consumers have reported to BBB Scam Tracker that they were contacted by people claiming to be HR reps or recruiters from various real companies, including Amazon, WBD Global Streaming, Aquent, Creative Niche, and Scion, staffing with offers to apply for jobs. In an attempt to make these job scams more humanized, scammers are impersonating real companies and using different names to seem more personal. Consumers have reported receiving these fake messages from names such as Rebecca Harris, Grace, Jasmine Martine, Linda Jackson, Megan Collins, Dorothy, and Olivia Grant. These messages may promise remote working options, as well as high salaries and big money-making opportunities. To avoid employment scams, research job offers first. Visit a company's website and look up its contact information. Verify the company exists and the job posting is real before you interact with a stranger. Do an internet search with the company's name and the word scam to see if anyone has reported a fake job offer. Beware of jobs that involve receiving and returning money. Legitimate companies don't generally send money to new employees before work is done. They certainly don't ask you to return funds that you've already been paid. Be careful with your personal information. Never provide anyone with your personal information until you are sure you can trust them with it. Do all the necessary research before divulging anything personal. Never let someone pressure you into giving up your personal information because it's a now or never offer. Watch out for easy hires. If a company claims they want to hire you without meeting you either virtually or in person, and if they don't conduct a job interview, you're probably dealing with a scammer. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, have announced Wisconsin residents can now access Inflation Reduction Act home energy rebates directly at retail locations with instant discounts and post-purchase rebates. Through the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program, customers can purchase qualifying electric appliances bought in-store or online, building upon the contractor-based rebates available since late 2024. This program helps reduce the purchase price to low- and moderate-income households for installing energy-efficient appliances, which lower costs for working families by helping households save on energy bills. Households earning less than 80% of the area's median income may get 100% of project costs covered, up to $14,000. Households earning 80 to 150% of the area's median income may qualify for 50% of the project costs, also up to $14,000. Visit the Focus on Energy Safe Switch Guide for assistance with making the switch from gas to electric. To check qualifications, find income limits, or apply, visit focusonenergy.com/IRA-here. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to explore and hunt on public land this hunting season. There are over 6 million acres of public lands across Wisconsin, with most of them open for hunting. In addition to state lands, there is another 28,000 acres known as voluntary public access lands that private owners allow the public to access. Hunters can search for and discover new public hunting areas using the DNR's mobile-friendly online public lands mapping tools. These tools provide information on state-owned properties, voluntary public access lands, and more. The Public Access Lands tool shows DNR properties and nearly all federal and county-owned lands. Hunters should confirm beforehand to verify hunting is allowed. The Open Managed Forest Law, Forest Crop Law properties are also included. The Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool helps hunters locate young aspen and alder habitat, woodcock and ruffed grouse hunting areas, pheasant stocked public hunting grounds, and public access dove fields. The Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program interactive map, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program provides landowners with financial incentives to open their properties year-round to public hunting access. Hunters should read the guidelines for accessing voluntary public access properties. Once hunters have done their preliminary research online, the next step is to scout the habitat and search for wildlife signs. The DNR recommends hunters scout multiple options in case of changing weather conditions or added hunter pressure in a particular area. Hunters are reminded that public lands are for everyone, and it is likely that other hunters and recreational users could be on the property. Remember, all hunters, with the exception of waterfowlers, are required to wear blaze orange whenever and wherever there is an active gun season. For more information on regulations, season dates, hunting hours, and other helpful information, visit the DNR's Hunter Resources webpage.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died last Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still some spotty showers around the region. The heavier thunderstorms seem to be developing from northern Illinois toward southeast Wisconsin and lower Michigan out in the warmer air. But still a little bit of rain to go through yet for the first half of tonight as this moisture comes through with the cooler air. Could produce a few tenths of an inch of rain in spots, especially in the southeast part of the listening area. Dry weather coming up tomorrow and Wednesday as high pressure settles in from the northwest. It will definitely be fall-like, so be sure to have a coat or sweatshirt handy for the overnights into the morning hours. A little bit milder during the afternoon. And we should see a slow warming trend late this week into the weekend as a south wind flow picks up across the region. Looks like a weak weather system coming through Thursday night to early Friday could produce a few showers, with another system projected to come in around Sunday night into Monday. Here's a forecast for tonight. Scattered showers ending later on. Decreasing clouds toward morning with a low at 43. North to northwest wind up to 5. Tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 60s, northwest wind 8 to 15. Tuesday night clear and cool, good chance of frost in spots, low at 34. Wednesday quiet with abundant sunshine, high 64 degrees. As we head into Thursday, patchy frost possible early, otherwise sunny, low 36 with a high of 67. Chance of some light rain late Thursday night. Friday light showers possible early, then variably cloudy. Low at 46, high 69. Saturday, another nice fall day with mixed skies. Low in the mid-40s, high 73. And Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild. Low 50, high 76. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible late Sunday night. Have yourself a good evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work.
Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 55 degrees after a high today of 67 and a morning low of 52. Yesterday's high was 82 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1963 is 89 degrees and the record low of 23 was set back in 1966. Last year's high was 65 with a low of 46. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:34 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:06. Winds are calm. The barometric reading is 30.06, and we have received 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers try to go up 2-0 when they pitch lefty Aaron Ashby against the Cubs tonight. Milwaukee jumped out to a 9-run lead in the first game on Saturday, eventually winning 9-3. All 9 runs were scored in the first 2 innings. Jackson Churio went 3-for-3 in those 2 innings and then left the action with a sore hamstring. He became the first player to ever have 3 hits in the first 2 innings of a playoff game. Churio will be back in the lineup for Game 2 of the NL Division Series this evening with the Cubs after tightness in his right hamstring caused him to exit that series opener. Brewers manager Pat Murphy said at his pregame availability today that Churio would be leading off and playing left field. Churio went 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs in Milwaukee's 9-3 Game 1 victory before leaving the second inning. And pregame for that contest will be at 7:30, and you can hear it on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, and the first pitch will be at 8:08. Philadelphia Phillies center fielder Harrison Bader is out of the starting lineup for Game 2 of the National League Division Series because of a groin injury. Bader was injured running the bases in the Phillies' Game 1 loss on Monday. Manager Rob Thompson said imaging showed no major tear or strain in Bader's groin. There is a possibility he could pinch hit against the Los Angeles Dodgers. With Bader sidelined, the Phillies started Brandon Marsh in center field and right-handed hitter Otto Kemp in left field and Nick Castellanos in right against Dodgers lefty Blake Snell. And right now that game is underway between the Phillies and the Dodgers, and it's in the top of the first inning, and there is no score. The Wisconsin men's hockey team completed a sweep of Lindenwood with a 7-2 victory on the road on Saturday. Christian Fitzgerald had a hat trick in the first 2 periods for the Badgers. Wisconsin was 4-for-9 on the power play and 3-for-5 killing penalties, outshooting the Lions 45-30. The Badgers welcomed the U.S. under-18 team to the Kohl Center for an exhibition on Thursday. The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a sweep of Maine with a 5-0 decision on Saturday. The 3 straight shootouts for the Badgers, junior Lainey Potter had 2 of the goals, with Caroline Harvey, Kristen Sims, and Kelly Gorbat Gorbatenko contributing single scores. Wisconsin takes on number 5-ranked Minnesota Duluth in a 2-game series this coming Friday and Saturday.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Green Bay Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has returned to practice as he moves a step closer to playing again after tearing his anterior cruciate ligament 9 months ago. Watson tore his right ACL on January 5th during the Packers' 24-22 loss to Chicago that closed their 2024 regular season. The Packers placed him on the physically unable to perform list before this season. His return to practice starts a 21-day window before the Packers must activate him in order for him to play this year. The Minnesota Vikings showed again their hidden strength of being able to win close games in adverse conditions by beating the Cleveland Browns at the end of a difficult 10-day road trip. Carson Wentz went 9-for-9 for 71 yards and a go-ahead touchdown pass with 25 seconds left in the 21-7 victory that put the banged-up Vikings at 3-2, entering their much-needed bye week. The Vikings were without four starting offensive linemen down the stretch in London. Several other key players remained out with injuries as well, and Minnesota hosts Philadelphia in Week 7. And former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez is facing a felony battery charge for what authorities say was a fight over parking. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announced the upgraded charge today, saying it carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 years in prison. The incident happened early Saturday in Indianapolis. A police affidavit alleges that 38-year-old Sanchez, smelling of alcohol, confronted a 69-year-old truck driver. The driver pulled a knife to defend himself. The former New York Jet was pepper sprayed and stabbed multiple times. He remains hospitalized in stable condition. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing and additional charges are possible. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and by PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Cattle were higher Monday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they've released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the day mixed, waiting for more on potential trade aid and tariff talks with China. Some U.S. harvest delays are likely in the near term, while planting weather looks good for most of South America. November beans were down a quarter at 10.17 and three quarters. January was 1 1/4 lower at 10.35 and three quarters. December bean meal was down $1.50 at 277.10. December bean oil was up 33 at 50.38. Corn was mixed, monitoring U.S. harvest activity and the probable delays early this week to harvest in parts of the Midwest and Plains. Argentina reportedly has good soil moisture and monsoon rains are headed for parts of northern Brazil. December corn was up 2 3/4 at 421 and three quarters. March was 2.5 higher at 438 and a quarter. And wheat was lower on profit taking and technical selling. Rain is going to delay winter wheat planting in some areas, but that's beneficial for the soil moisture profile. While wheat is oversold, any upside will continue to be limited by rising world supplies. December Chicago was 2.5 lower at 512 and three quarters. December Kansas City was down 1.5 at 495 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat was 3 1/4 lower at 556 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders in the lead on supply tightness. Box beef was up at midday as well. December live was 217 higher at 236.67. February was up 280 at 239.62. November feeders were 537 higher at 360.80. January was up 547 at 355.20. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher on spread trade, the higher midday pork, and that strength in cattle. December lean, the exception, was too lower at 87.27. February was up 25 at 89.55. Kellen Havikin has livestock after this.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Couldn't have.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
Cattle country has had a typical quiet start to the week. Last week, a northern light trade started up as early as Tuesday. Dress deals had a range of $353 to $360, $5 lower week to week. Southern business held off till Friday with live deals marked at $233, $3 lower. Box beef closed higher. Choice was $107 higher at $363.34, and select was $259 higher at $347.97. Cash hogs closed higher. Processors were aggressive in securing their near-term supply needs early in the week. The market remains focused on demand, and globally, there still are lots of questions regarding China's need for U.S. pork. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 67 cents higher with a base range of $90 to $102 with a weighted average price of $99.39. Pork values closed 95 cents lower at $107.35. Loins, picnics, and bellies were lower. Butts, ribs, and hams were higher. An estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture says federal trade policy is adding an unnecessary burden on farmers. Jerry Costello says tariffs are driving elevated input costs even higher.
The tax or tariff on nitrogen has gone up 10%. On ag machinery has gone up 13%. The tax or tariff on insecticides, pesticides, that's gone up 20% in the last 9 months.
More news is next.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
District Court has ruled that a lawsuit challenging the USDA's electronic identification tag mandate can move forward. Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA, tells Brownfield the mandate requires EID ear tags for certain cattle and bison transported across state lines.
It imposes a costly burden upon U.S. cattle producers, and it infringes on their freedoms to run their operations the way that they see fit.
A market advisor says butter prices are the lowest they've been since 2021. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield large butter supplies have pushed prices down by more than a dollar during the third quarter to the low 160s.
More milk and more fat in each hundredweight of milk we produce means a whole lot of cream and plenty of supply of butter.
USDA's weekly crop and condition reports have been delayed indefinitely as the U.S. government shutdown continues. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Effective pre-emergence weed control. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva Market Development Specialist Jeff Bodie says Kyber Pro and Sonic Boom herbicides are new additions to the Corteva soybean portfolio that feature multiple modes of action to combat hard-to-control weeds like Palmer amaranth and water hemp. He tells Brownfield both products are easy to use and provide flexibility. More after this.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Agriscience Market Development Specialist Jeff Bodie says Kyber Pro herbicide is one of the latest additions to the Corteva soybean herbicide portfolio.
It's a pre-emergent soybean herbicide with three proven modes of action, metribuzin, flumioxin, and pyroxasulfone, giving soybean farmers a strong start to the season. Hybrid Pro delivers exceptional weed control of more than 50 broadleaf and grass weeds, including those hard to control and ALS and PPO resistant weeds like Palmer, Amaranth, and Water Hemp. Hybrid Pro herbicide enables farmers to start clean with up to 6 weeks of residual control and even longer under the right conditions. This gives them more flexibility and a wider window to make their post-emergent application, leading to cleaner fields, season-long weed control, and maximum yield potential.
He tells Brownfield, Sonic Boom is another new pre-emergent herbicide solution from Corteva.
It gives soybean growers excellent weed control by combining two powerful modes of action, metribuzin and sulfentrazone. The herbicide delivers efficient, long-lasting residual control of even the toughest resistant weeds, such as Palmer, Water Hemp, Lamb's Quarters, and Mare's Tail. The Sonic Boom herbicide formulation is a co-crystal suspension capsule formulation, which provides a 2-to-1 ratio of metribuzin to sulfentrazone, which provides that long-lasting residual of up to 4 to 6 weeks, giving growers that weed control that they need. Sonic Boom herbicide also is convenient and flexible when it comes to customization of their herbicide programs. Growers can tank mix Sonic Boom with burn down herbicides prior to planting or adding additional residual herbicides. Lastly, Sonic Boom fits a variety of agronomic solutions, including the Enlist weed control system.
Bodie says farmers are finding both Kyber Pro and Sonic Boom easy to use and like the tank mix flexibility.
The last piece is the performance side of it. We've mentioned the 4 to 6 weeks residual we get with both of these products, and farmers are experiencing that. Having fields staying clean through the beginning of the growing season is critical.
Go to soyherbicides.corteva.us to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Spent a long week working on the line. 80-hour weeks keep you off my mind. I got sick and tired of all your running around. Everybody talking about me in this town. Everybody talking about me in this town. I'm looking for all-night party someone. My crew sings along, cause when it feels this right, it can't be wrong. Cause I like trucks and I love beer. I want a soft summer woman, so you pull me near. Off a blacktop, down a dirt road that never ends. Yeah.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Now seating with no wait. Try something different, a perfect blend of country and community.
Heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather, I'm going. And hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
Was Ella Langley with Weren't for the Wind. Before that, we had Casey Donahue with Feels This Right. And our time is 5:47, and I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening playing some great music for you and passing along some information as well. Hope you're having a great Monday. A lot different than yesterday, or actually than the past few days. A lot cooler, that is. Right now, our temperature is 55 degrees in Richland Center, and that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Our daytime high today was 67, which is 15 degrees cooler than our 82-degree high that we reached yesterday. But hopefully you're having a great day. And actually, it doesn't feel too bad out there. It is a little cool. Some people may need a fall jacket. I kind of tried to tough it up a little bit. I didn't bring a jacket with me to work today. So we'll see how it is when I leave here, when it's a little bit darker out. And hopefully it's not too cool. Then maybe I'll be a little smarter and wear a fall jacket tomorrow. But anyways, tonight it is supposed to get down to 43. And tomorrow night they're possibly talking about frost. So there's a possibility of that. So it's getting to be more fall-like here in southwest Wisconsin. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, Lost, a female Jack Russell Cross dog. Dog is brown and black and weighs around 30 pounds and is not wearing a collar. The dog was lost in the Highway 80 and Grinsel Lane area. If you find this dog, please give a call to 608 775-7070. And coming on tonight, the Testimonial Speakers Worship and Prayer in Memory of Charlie Kirk will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion in Kroska Park. Bring a folding chair or blanket for seating. For more information, contact office at newhouserichland.com.
At Straight Talk, we get it. You say no a lot.
Mom, can I get a tarantula?
No.
Coffee?
No.
So we're giving you more reasons to say yes, like a free 5G phone with real unlimited data with select plan activation.
Can I use the free phone?
Yes.
See, doesn't it feel good to say yes to more?
Absolutely.
Face tattoo?
Absolutely not.
Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. In-store activation of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, I tried to be, girl, what you said you needed. Anything to fuel the flame. After everything, girl, at the cost of me, still not enough for you to stay. Broke hearts on back roads, they lead to the night, where the strangers in my bed and awkward goodbyes. Don't wanna love you, that's no good for me. Letting go and love ain't easy. I'll do all just to let it burn, even though I'm much more than you deserve. Don't wanna call. Can't go a day without someone saying your name. Trying to move on, keep the past in the gone. I'm in a good place, so here's the thing. I don't care what you're doing, don't
ragtime country songs. But I really got excited about the time I turned 15. That's the first time I heard Waylon and old Bo Sleeper sing. They put some drive in their country that really turned me on. Yeah, put some drive in your country. I keep country driving on. When the music gets you moving, you know that can't be wrong. Every time I hear that outlaw stuff on my car radio, it makes me want to drive it just as fast as it'll go. Put some drive in your country. We played some shows in Atlanta on Sunday afternoons. The gigs were packed and I was nervous, 'cause I wanted folks to like my tunes. The crowds were full of younger people, they were all about my age, so I turned and told the band just before. Turn those people on. Oh, yes, we did. Hey, put some drive in your country. Keep country driving on. Yeah. When the music gets you dancing, you know that can't be wrong. See, I made myself a promise when I was just a kid. I'd make Southern rock and country. Just what I did. Put some drive in the country. Keep country driving on. Hey, hey.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told reporters in the Oval Office why the National